Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Welcome, everybody, to the No BS Bishop, I'm Alive to Love. All lesser values than love devolve into the dark, dark hole, the rabbit hole, the petrified, silly thinking of BS, which is bait and switch. Maybe you've got other ideas of what that means. That's okay with me, but I am here to tell you that when we live a bait and switch life, we bait people in with good behavior or kind words, and then we switch to our real agenda. That is not love. Love is straightforward. Love is authentic. Love is real. Love lives with the intention to be as straight as I know how to be with you and not be harsh or unkind. So here we are. Every week I bring passages from quotes and from the Bible and from a variety of sources to you that I have found so inspirational through the years on the subject of love. Yeah, that one subject is what I've been talking about for 4 years. One subject, love, because I've discovered that love has been largely unexperimented, unexplored, unexperienced by far too many people. I think there's been an assumption, there's been broad assumptions about being acquainted with love or being good lovers. I don't think any of us, myself included, have a right to claim that high ground. We need to see love as a pilgrimage. It's a marathon. It's a lifelong, in fact, I would say eternal discovery, a point of reference on any given day that brings love to my mind is one more of those discoveries that we all need to embrace, hold, to share it with others. And that's why I'm here with the No BS Bishop. I do believe it's very, very important to be just that hungry to discover the power of love. One of the means that I like to offer you as a means of exploring love is something I call Love's Creed, something I authored many years ago, and it's something I invite you to join me in the reciting of this creed. If you'd like a copy for yourself, you could email me at randydeanministries@gmail.com. I'd be happy to send you a copy. That's randydeanministries, all one word, all lowercase, @gmail. So, let me read Love's Creed to you, then I'll come back and I'll ask you to recite after me and make it your vow, make it your promise to the life you're living. Are you ready? Here it is in total. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs, locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. All right, that's Love's Creed in total. Let me go back and offer it to you in short bursts, and please recite after me. Make it your own. Here we go. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs, locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. That creed's available to you, by the way, by just sending me an email, randydeanministries@gmail.com. Be happy to send you a copy. And like, I was just looking at my phone. I have it in my phone. You could put it on your phone, put it in your computer or your iPad or some other device. Have it at the ready, a 5x7 card so that you can see it, be reminded of it, recite it for yourself. As a prayer, really, a meditation, of course, but also as a prayer. God, make me alive to love. Today, I've been uniquely inspired. I woke up this morning from a dream that I was having about having a conversation with three or four people that I know. And it was very enlightening in a sense. It gave me an inspiration for what I want to talk to you about today. And it was the question that I was asking people in my dream was, what's your story? Tell me your story. You see, all of us have a story. Each individual of one of us have a story. We have our own unique story, and we share our story with people around us, whether it be intimately or broadly or vaguely. We're routinely telling our stories. Well, organizations have their stories, right? The United States of America has its story. It's our history. We like to tell our story, like to tell the story of our independence from Great Britain. Companies have their story, and I think human resources probably spend a lot of time. Maybe they should spend more time telling new employees, this is the story of our company. I just had a chat with somebody the other day about Walt Disney and Walt Disney World and how Walt Disney instigated a school of Disney to teach new employees and to keep old employees up to date as to why Disney is Disney. It's their story. I believe each one of you have your own unique fingerprinted story. The story of your life, that from the instant you took your first breath at birth to this very moment right now, your story, your life story, it's being written by the conversations you're having, by the deep disappointments you've had, by the heartaches you've experienced, by the elations, by the high points, by those moments when you thought you could hardly breathe for being so delighted. Or you could hardly breathe because you were so gravely disappointed. Or a death came up and there's part of your story's been written. Grief took hold of your heart and mind, and there's your story. Our stories every day are, it's one more page, even just one more line. Maybe it's a whole chapter in a day. Some days can be so full of events that we're suddenly overwhelmed with what's happening around me. This is why some experts will teach and encourage, I do this routinely with people, is to journal. If you don't do anything with your writing, if you're not a writer like myself, at least sit down with pen and pencil and maybe a little book or maybe just a ragged little notebook and write your journal, which is your story. It's your story of how you've been living this particular day, date it and say, on this day, these were my feelings. And to that end, I just believe there's no moment lost in the plot of that story for who and what we're becoming. See, I've been on the receiving end, just like many of you have been on the receiving end of care and kindness. Every day there's some expression of care or expression of kindness. And we've also been on the receiving end of rejection and abandonment. Every one of us. Some of it has been towering in its exasperating pain, but some of it has just been momentary rejection, momentary abandonment, where somebody forgot to call you, somebody forgot to send you a message, and the light sentence of abandonment came up in your mind. They don't like me anymore. They just don't want to care about me anymore. And then you've got to finish that story if they do call you, and you got to be reminded, oh, it was just a slight moment. But we've also been on the receiving end of much compassion somewhere, tenderness. Somebody was very understanding of your abandonment. They were understanding of your grief. Maybe they were just simply looking at your face and saying, Are you okay? We've all been on the receiving end of that. That's an endless list of good and an endless list of bad. So in the mix of all of that, I just want to remind you that we've all landed in this thing we call life, in the big middle of this bumpy ride called life. We landed here searching for love. I believe all of our instincts just drive us with that one true north in the compass of life. We're all aiming for somebody to love me, somebody care about me, somebody express a kindness, a tenderness, especially if I've been abandoned, even slightly abandoned. I mentioned a moment ago, a forgotten phone call might leave me with it could be overwrought and it could be overthought on my part, but still in my little heart, I feel abandoned. And someone somewhere can accidentally or incidentally or by miraculous means show up and recognize you're feeling abandoned. You know what you're needing right then? You're needing just a little love. You're needing somebody to express love that your abandonment isn't final. And that abandonment could also be pretty extreme, right? Many of us have been abandoned in some extreme means that left us for days, maybe weeks or longer, wondering, where did this person go? What happened? Why have I been left here on the street corner? Somebody said to me many years ago, this guy said to me, he said, Pastor Randy, I feel like my mom and dad dropped me off on a street corner and drove away. I said, they didn't do that really for physically, did they? And he said, no. He said, I just mean psychologically, emotionally. I feel like somebody dropped me on a street corner and just drove away. Now that is a serious abandonment. And what's happening in that guy's life? What's happening in your life when anything like that is happening? Well, I'll tell you. What's happening is you're crying, you're screaming, maybe. You've been pounding on some transcendent door looking for love. All your instincts are aimed at that one true north. So with that simple reality, I want you to keep in mind that we are also the authors of somebody else's story. You know, you have your story being written by people all around you. I have my story being written by people all around me. And when I am living this life as maybe I'm just incidental to somebody, maybe I'm significant to somebody, but whatever the case may be, I'm helping to write their story. Remember what I said when we started, that every family, every individual, every business, every nation, every church, every organization has their story. I work with a group called Spiritual Program Retreat, and we have meetings that are circled and centered around the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous from the Big Book. And in that story of the 12 steps, we gather and go around a table, and everyone says, hi. They give their name, and whether they're an addict or an alcoholic or a codependent like myself, we say, hi, I'm Randy, and I'm a codependent. And then we tell our story in some short form. Maybe it's related to one of the steps that we're looking at for that particular meeting. Maybe it's in reference to step one, where I just came to an awareness that my life is unmanageable. Everything around me has gone insane because of my powerlessness over alcoholism or addiction or codependency. To that end, I might relate 5 minutes of my story, something of my story that says, this is why I'm living like I am right now. Now, the beauty of Alcoholics Anonymous or Al-Anon or CODA or other meetings, the beauty is that the group that is invited to those meetings, first of all, we're sworn to confidentiality. What we hear there stays right there. That is vital. But the second thing that we hold as one of our creeds is the creed of love. We are here to love. We are here to make sure you can share your story. And we in this room will help rewrite that story, even if it's just one small way. If you could imagine your life as a 250-page book, and every page is just one thin slice of that book, and on that page there might be 30, 40, maybe 50 sentences, and everybody in an AA meeting is writing one sentence. But at the end of that page, there's a whole nother layer of your story going on. Imagine yourself now. You're in somebody's life. You're speaking just in a casual way. You look around a room and you see somebody feeling left out of a conversation. You look around a room and maybe they're absolutely detached. They may have their face buried in their phone to just bear with what's going on. It's important for each of us to live a life of authorship, lighting up a room. From the moment you enter a room, make sure you're doing what you can to let your presence light a new light in the hearts of others, even if that person seems to be intentionally detached. Why? Because a story is being written right there in that moment. No moment is too small. No opportunity is too insignificant for the insertion of the power of love, even if it is a slight, incidental insertion of love. So you say, well, how can I go about that? What's the practical means that my love could be inserted in a moment like that? Well, I'm glad you ask. I have some ideas. How about a kindness, a simple kindness, a kindness that says, how are you? And I mean that, really. How are you? Generosity. I'm bad, I guess, about making sure that when I leave a tip for a table server or somebody else that's done something for me as a means of business, I'm bad, I guess, because I lean toward generous tips. Somebody says, well, I don't give a generous tip unless the service has been really good. And that's not me. You can do what you want, but from me, if somebody's having a bad day and they're not giving me the kind of service that I thought I deserved, I look past that, usually speaking. You're going to have to be really, really bad in your service to me for me to be less than generous with a tip. So generosity is a means of love. Patience, oh my goodness, could we all be just a touch more patient? Courtesy. Saying yes, sir, no, ma'am, yes, ma'am, no, sir, whatever is courteous, giving people eye contact, maintaining forgiveness. Jesus said we should forgive 70 times 7 per day. Joy, that's another expression of love. Kindness, generosity, patience, courtesy, forgiveness, and joy are just really daily habits of what love could look like. Remembering, this is my point of today, we are all the authors, and all the people we're running into, we're encountering, they're carrying the potential pages of their own story that's just being written on the spot, or maybe it's waiting to be written. And when we make love our priority, then everybody around us is going to gain a better storyline. That storyline then is going to cascade. It's going to have a domino effect, isn't it? Because then they're going to encounter somebody else, and they're going to run into another person, and they're going to remember the love they felt from me or from you. And so that person who's received some kindness, some forgiveness, some joy, and they know love came up in their soul because of it, well, now they're going to author a little better story for somebody else. Imagine a world where every one of us is helping someone else write their story. Right now, I want to ask you, what's your story today? What's today's story? Maybe last night you got a bad call from somebody angry with you or just impatient with you. And today you're feeling the exasperation of that call. Well, that's your story. And I want you to hear me say, peace. In the middle of that disappointment, in the middle of that harshness, in the middle of that unkindness, listen to me tell you, be at peace, child. Don't let this take any more opportunity to write your story in this day. Let yesterday's pain be the pain of the sundown in yesterday. Maybe this morning you got up and you got a call about something that has to do with your health or the health of somebody you love. Well, right now I want you to hear me say, I'm praying for you. Whoever you are, I'm saying a prayer right now. And my prayer is this: God, buoy everyone that's out there feeling that weight of a bad call about health for themselves or others. Buoy them above that feeling of fear, anxiety, tension, or just the unknown. Give them the sense of being buoyed above the waves right now, oh God. Maybe you're out there and you're just tired. Yeah, there's no one thing that's made you tired. Maybe it's the cascade of a busy job, the demands of your family life. Maybe it's been the demands of your own your own overwrought schedule. Perhaps you made a list and you made it too long for yourself. If you're feeling anxious, if you're feeling that sense of being overwrought, I want you to hear me say, let's write a new story. Rewrite that list of to-do and shorten it. Because on your to-do list, may you find in your priorities peace, a sense of giving yourself permission to take a break every once in a while. Maybe a 10-minute break and maybe a 10-hour break. Whatever you need to recharge your batteries. Now, what am I doing? What I'm doing right now is I'm contributing a sentence or two to your story by being a loving human being, giving you my loving voice. I'm putting it out there into the unknown. I get it. This broadcast will be played a couple of times in the week that it's been recorded, but then it'll go out into other places because of WPCA's generosity to archive these programs, and maybe out there a month or two or a year, somebody will listen to this and say, oh, I needed that right now. Well, that's how I prioritize my life. I just don't know on any given day the strangers I meet or the people that I don't see through a microphone that are maybe listening to me, that your story needs a love boost. And I hope you got it just from those few words. Well, let me write this story in the finality of today's broadcast and lead you in a couple of practices that I find are very important in the story of love in our lives. And one is to breathe well. You see, I am convinced we are in this Western world, in America's story, we are overwrought. We are far too anxious, far too driven. And because of that drivenness, because of that overwrought sense of hurry, 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 we're not breathing well by and large. And it takes somebody to come along and remind you, this is why we exercise. This is why some folks do yoga. This is why some folks just like to go out and sit in nature or take a hike or a walk or a run to breathe more methodically. So for right now, I want to invite you to breathe methodically. On the count of three, I want you to take the deepest breath you can. Be willing to draw that air all the way down to your diaphragm, down into your belly. Don't raise your shoulders. Pull it into your lungs as much as you physically can and hold it for just a second or two. One, two, three. Inhale. Hold it. And exhale. You might want to close your eyes when you do that. Shut the world out if you can. You might want to look up into the sky if you're outside. Give your eyes a feast of the beautiful white clouds that can be in the sky, the beautiful blue skies that are out there. or if it's nighttime, take in the stars or the moon or something that draws joy up in your heart. The second exercise I want to invite you to is really pertinent to today's message on what's your story. To write a love story. And how do we write our love story? Most simply, we say, I love you. Now, I know that, it's so simple. But let me tell you what. We are all of us in need of a new storyline that's written with those three words. Somebody, somewhere, had the temerity, the daring do to look me in the eye and say, I love you. To be able to jar the moment, you know, it's a little stirring for people to hear it for the first time, or maybe they have heard it before, but they've not quite heard it like they hear it from you. Sure, it's startling. But it's only startling because we don't do it often enough. Let's make it a regular storyline in our own story of saying to people around us, I love you. The biggest mistake we can make in life is thinking we have time. But I'm encouraging you, be present. Be kind. Love more. Love now. That's one of my new taglines. I just want you to be present, be kind, love more, love now. Mother Teresa said, I want you to go into the world today and love the people you meet. Let your presence light new light in the hearts of others. Now, this ain't Mother Teresa. This is Bishop Randy Dean saying to you, now go out there and please do something beautiful. Why? Because ugly is getting done to death. Ugly's had its day, hasn't it, folks? It's time for us who call ourselves the people of love to rise and shine. Let our light be so beautiful that others see our good works and they glorify God. Why? Because we said, we lived, we wrote a story for somebody else. And that storyline was absolutely carried with the three most holy, charmed, and beautiful words in the human language. And those three words are, I love you. God bless you and happy trails, y'all.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.